Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
Now, one of the best weeks of the year is upon us. Eurovision Week. The contest is taking place in the Swiss city of Basel, and representing Ireland is Emmy, the Norwegian-born singer-songwriter, won Ireland's Eurosong Contest earlier this year alongside her brother Ireland, and they both take to the stage this Thursday performing Like a Party. We are thrilled to say they're joining us now this morning here in the 98FM studio. Good morning.
Hooray!
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for joining us. I'm loving the ensemble. It's double denim, but almost like with steel buttons, would you say?
Yeah, silver buttons.
Silver. Yes. Silver. And Ireland, I would definitely work that top on a night out.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Welcome to the show. How have the last few months been for you since you won the Eurosong?
Oh, it's been so exciting. And a lot of traveling. It's been so lovely just to be in this Eurovision world. Yeah.
Yes. Is it everything you thought it would be?
It's more.
Yeah.
And that's the attitude we like. Yes.
It's more. And it's, you know, it's a childhood dream for us coming true. So we're living a dream.
Yeah.
It's completely surreal.
Do you agree with your sister? Do you feel like you're living in a dream as well, Ireland?
Yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. Like we both participated in the junior versions of the national selections, can you say, when we were kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And after that, we just said, okay, now we've each been solo performers. Mm-hmm. Why not represent Eurovision together? And then we were like 12 years old when we said that.
Like, it's a childhood dream that we never ever thought would come true. Mm-hmm. And then it's actually happening. It's just so surreal.
It's so nice you had that moment as children, as 12-year-olds, and now as adults to be doing it together. There's something really special about that. And the fact that your family, I think, means a lot as well.
Definitely. It's so good to have each other. Yeah.
It's kind of a full circle moment for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Were you surprised by such a positive reaction that you got from the Irish audience when you won Eurosong?
Yeah, we're so, like, we did not expect to win. So we were so surprised and so just grateful and honored and everything at the same time. We were so, so grateful.
Like you said, you mentioned that you were a part of the Junior Eurovision when you were 12 years old. Is that your earliest memory of Eurovision, or do you have memories of Eurovision from even earlier?
Yeah, you remember even earlier than me.
2006, I think, was the first time we watched the Norwegian finals.
Yeah.
I remember Alvedansen.
Yeah. And I remember from like 2008, I think, yeah.
Now, your song we need to talk about as well, because it is so brilliant. Like a Party. It's about a famous dog called Laika. Can you tell us a little bit about her story and what inspired the song?
Definitely. So, yeah, as you said, Laika was a little dog that was sent out in space all alone in 1957. And I just thought her real story was so, so sad that I wanted to create a song or a scenario where she gets to be happy and alive instead. And then I sent this idea to my brother. And then we brought it to a songwriting camp where there was an Irish songwriter as well. So, yeah.
And that's how it all happened.
Yeah.
What process did the song take from there? So you had it in a songwriting camp. And then what were the next steps to get it to what's going to be the Eurovision Song Contest stage?
Well, the Irish songwriter said that she thought that this song would fit Ireland very well because of their love for animals and stuff like that. And so we submitted it to Ireland, and yeah, we just love Ireland so much, and we can't believe that they actually chose us to represent them.
Because you love us and we love you. We've said it there. You were also involved in the Norway selection process in the past. Do you think that helped you having that experience than doing the Eurosong here in Ireland?
Yeah. I would definitely say that, because it's even though the shows are different and in different countries, the process is very similar, you know, with the rehearsals and interviews and all the things around the show. Yeah, definitely.
It's almost like a second go.
Yeah.
It's almost like the Norwegian process was like a dress rehearsal and the Irish one was the live show. Absolutely. And the guys are staying with us. Lots more to talk about here on 98FM.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain on 98FM.
You're on 90 FM with Brian Dowling and Leanne Hanafin, and we are not alone. We are joined by Ireland's representatives for the Eurovision Song Contest this year, Emmy and her brother Erland.
Yay.
Guys, we're so thrilled to have you here this morning. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Emmy. You
had mentioned a couple of minutes ago about the Irish take on this song. So there's an Irish songwriter who is part of the track Like a Party, called Larissa Tormey. Has she given you any advice on what the Eurovision means to Ireland?
Yeah, you know, I know that you guys are like the Eurovision legend, you know, with the most wins.
We are. Thank you for acknowledging us. We're fabulous.
Yeah, you are. You definitely are. And we love Ireland and Eurovision. Like, we're so big fans. And yeah, she's told us like, yeah, Ireland, it means a lot. But then maybe, you know, in the 90s, you won a lot. And then you haven't won in a while now.
Mm-hmm. But that could change, Emmy. That could change. A lot of pressure. Ireland, let me ask you. I have six sisters. I have six sisters. And I am the eldest. Okay? I have six younger sisters.
Six sisters.
It's a lot. Emmy, it's a lot. Let's have a moment for that. What's it like working with your sister? I have lots of sisters. You can tell me the truth. This is a safe space.
Oh, it's really great, actually. Yeah, we're great friends.
And
we grew up great friends. Oh, we fought as much as you're supposed to do.
Yes.
And then we just had our different friend groups. Like, we just lived in the same house, I guess. And then when we both turned 20 again, we started like, we became friends not because we were in the same house. We became friends because we wanted to again.
Yeah.
Because then both moved out and we still found each other and worked together like we do now.
Definitely, yeah.
That's so lovely. And in terms of working together, do you have a similar creative mind or do you have creative differences?
Ooh.
I would say both.
Yeah.
Okay. We're certain aspects, I'm sure, of the creative process you'll agree on, but maybe there's things that...
Yeah, we're the same in what really matters, like the openness to ideas.
Mm. But at the same time, you are like more kind of analytical than me.
And yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so you can be like, oh, we should go up there because we went down there in the melody, like, yeah.
Yeah, we should use this more just to punch it into their heads.
Yeah, yeah, stuff like that.
Guess which part I wrote.
The punchy part. If you do have a disagreement, how do you resolve that? Do you resolve it as brother and sisters or do you resolve it in a professional kind of business capacity or is it always a brother and sister way if there's an argument or a disagreement?
Ooh, sometimes as a brother and sister, I would say, because we just fight and then we leave it.
Yes.
Sometimes. But if we have to make a choice, this time you have been like, okay, you make the final call because you're the singer.
Yeah.
But he often says his opinion.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, and in the songwriting process, we're colleagues and we both know that we want the best for the song.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's not about having it your way. It's about having it the best way.
Mm. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And also, I am very bad at choosing in life in general. So I'm so glad that he's there. And
okay.
And can choose for me sometimes.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a balance. Team right
Teamwork.
There. That is a team right
yeah.
there. Now, over the last couple of weeks, you've got the chance to explore Ireland as well. Tell us about some of your adventures. Where have you been?
That's been so amazing. So we were both here for the week of the Eurosong.
Mm-hmm.
And like tried a spice bag and like different stuff. And then I visited a dingle.
Beautiful.
That's
dingles.
Where I'm from.
Really?
Yeah,
yes.
I'm from Kerry.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear you say that.
Oh,
it's amazing.
There.
Did
That's
you do
so
any
cool.
boat trips or anything in Dingle?
I saw the dolphin.
The dolphin? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, oh, I
what's
love
his name
this
again?
Right now. Fungi.
Fungi, yes.
Yes.
Yes, I saw Fungi. And yeah, I held a baby lamb.
You can also do this. Oh, yes.
That was
How
amazing.
Was that experience? I'm sure you've never done that before in your life.
No, I don't think so. Like, oh, baby lambs, they're so cute.
That was actually
amazing. And all the, like, the water, the hills, everything is so beautiful in Dingle. So beautiful.
You need to visit Kildare, where I'm from. You can also hold a lamb. It's green. It's beautiful.
I'm sold.
We've lots of horses as well in Kildare.
Ooh.
Very horsey.
Oh, that's so cool.
You could hold a baby foal. You could pet a foal.
Hold a baby lamb while I'm riding a horse.
Oh, this is perfect.
Wow.
We have to hook you up. We have to ask you, what have your fellow Norwegians thought about you winning the Eurosong here in Ireland and the fact that you're representing Ireland? I'm sure Norway are very proud of you as well.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. Our family is very excited.
That's important.
Oh. Yes. And yeah, it's been very nice. Your workplace had a watch party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And do you know who's representing Norway in the Eurovision? Are you friends with them?
Yeah, we actually, both of us, like separately, have worked on songs with him.
Oh, wow.
That's really cool. Yeah.
Okay, tell us about their entry, so.
It's really cool. It's like, oh, how would you describe it?
Middle-age kind of mystical vibes.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But still very modern at the same time.
Yeah. Like pure quality.
Thank you so much for joining us here on 98FM. A big round of applause for Emma and Erlen. Thank you.
Thank
you. Eurovision 2025 kicks off tomorrow night on RT2 at 8 o'clock with the first semi-final. And we can see Emmy perform with Erlen in the second semi-final on the Thursday night. Best of luck and do us proud.
Yay.
You are listening to Brian Dowling and Leanne Hanifin here on 98FM.
Brian Dowling and Suzanne Cain. Turn us up weekday mornings from 10. 98FM.